Where's this cow from? Is this cow got like bolts sticking out of his neck? Is this the Franken food cow?
Who needs bacon in 5 seconds?
The internet has finally made me a better person.
It used to be easy, remember? Just go to the grocery store and buy. Not today. Not with wireless grocery stores and custom-designed veggies. Our keyword tonight is food. Live from Vancouver, it's ToddRadio.com. In our first half hour, bite this. The growing trend of customized food. Are you deficient in vitamin B? Well, just eat this apple. Need more calcium? Drink this water. In our second half hour, fast food version 2. As if McDonald's wasn't fast enough. Is today's hyperspeed life making us eat even faster, but enjoy less? Also,
I'm Alexandra Samuel in Vancouver. The internet has shamed me into being a better eater. I'll tell you about my reluctant switch to healthier foods later this hour.
I'm Tamara Lear, here with your chat room comments. To get there, just go to toddradio.com, that's T-O-D-radio.com, and click on the spatula.
Good evening from a gray and drizzly Vancouver. I'm Todd Maffin. So that's our end of the bargain. Here is where you come in. We want to know your answer to this.
I'm Tamara Lear for toddradio.com.
I'm Todd Maffin, and you are listening to ToddRadio.com, CBC Radio 1's live and interactive program about technology and modern life. Well, time now for the Anything Goes upload. This week, we picked Sean Kennedy from the selections uploaded to us. I will tell you much more about how the upload works in just a second. But for now, buckle up your seatbelts. Here's Sean's rant.
I don't mean to tick anybody off here. I don't mean to be offensive or anything, but I'd like to know what's going on with my food. Like, I used to go to the supermarket, I used to buy a steak, I'd go home, I'd grill it, I'd have some vague idea where it came from or what was in the thing, you know, because it was a cow, it went and ate grass, and then we cut its whole head off and it bled and it died, and then we ground it up into little pieces, and I got to cook it on my barbecue and I ate it, and it was great, everything was good, everything was fine. But now I've got a cow that's more drugs than cow, and I go and I don't know, where's this cow from? Is this cow got like bolts sticking out of his neck? Is this the Franken food cow? What are they doing with fruit and vegetables now, too? They got all this weird engineering stuff going on. I don't know if I like that. I don't know about you, but when I was 12, 12-year-old girls don't look like 12-year-old girls look like now. There's got to be something going on with the food. I think that there could be something wrong with the hormones they're putting in the food. I don't know why. I mean, it just seems sort of odd to me. You know, when your high school linebacker can hit with 3 tons of force, that makes me a little bit concerned. I'm a little bit worried about all the Franken food that's going on. That's just my concerns. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the man.
Well, you ask for honesty, and you get honesty. Sean Kennedy lives in Langley, BC, and he recorded that piece on his home computer. And you can, too. All you need is a cheap microphone and access to the internet, and you could be on the show as early as next week. You will find all the information you need on our website at toddradio.com. When you're there, just click on the Contribute tab. Yeah, better switch to decaf before you send it.